Tonight, the whole world is watching America. And I believe at our best, America's a beacon for the globe.
Joe Biden is elected as the next U.S. president. It's Monday, November 9th. This is VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. Find us on Facebook at VOA Asia, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Also ahead, more about Joe Biden and how he won. China trade remains a prominent issue. A super typhoon pounds the Philippines. And hearing the will of the people outside on streets across the nation. It's all on today's VOA Asia.
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden addressing the nation Saturday night from Wilmington, Delaware. Votes are still being counted from the November 3rd presidential election, but enough have been tallied for major news organizations and the Voice of America to project Biden the winner. Biden was determined to have gained an insurmountable lead in the vote count in the state of Pennsylvania, which gave him the winning margin nationally. President Donald Trump was arriving at his golf course outside Washington when the announcement was made. Trump's campaign immediately issued a statement challenging the projection and insisting it will continue to fight through the courts to reverse the result. Biden urged his supporters to reach out to those who did not vote for him, and he acknowledged the disappointment of those who support President Donald Trump.
What is our mandate? I believe it's this. Americans have called upon us to marshal the forces of decency, the forces of fairness, to marshal the forces of science and the forces of hope in the great battles of our time. The battle to control the virus, the battle to build prosperity, the battle to secure your family's health care, the battle to achieve racial justice and root out systemic racism in this country. And the battle to save our planet by getting climate under control. The battle to restore decency, defend democracy, and give everybody in this country a fair shot. That's all they're asking for, a fair shot. Folks, our work begins with getting COVID under control. We cannot repair the economy, restore our vitality, or relish life's most precious moments, hugging our grandchildren, our children, our birthdays, weddings, graduations, all the moments that matter most to us until we get it under control.
The vote projection followed 4 days of suspense during which officials in a half dozen states tabulated millions of mail-in ballots sent by voters who had wanted to stay away from polling stations for fear of contracting the coronavirus. A fixture in Washington political circles for nearly a half century, Biden is to be inaugurated January 20th, 2021, along with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, currently a U.S. Senator from California. Harris is the daughter of immigrants who will become the first woman, first of African American, and first of Indian American descent to serve as Vice President. Across the country, Biden supporters exploded with joy, honking car horns in Biden's home city of Wilmington, Delaware, and pouring into the streets across the nation. A large crowd of celebrants danced and sang in front of the White House in Washington. Celebrations also took place in other world cities, and Biden sought to reassure the world that U.S. values are alive and well.
Tonight, the whole world is watching America. And I believe at our best, America's a beacon for the globe. We will not lead. We will lead not only by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. I've always believed, many of you heard me say it, I've always believed we can define America in one word, possibilities. That in America. Everyone should be given an opportunity to go as far as their dreams and God-given ability will take them. You see, I believe in the possibilities of this country. We're always looking ahead. Ahead to an America that's freer and more just. Ahead to an America that creates jobs with dignity and respect. Ahead of America that cures diseases like cancer and Alzheimer's. Ahead to an America that never leaves anyone behind. a head of America that never gives up, never gives in. This is a great nation. It's always been a bad bet to bet against America. We're good people. This is the United States of America. And there's never been anything, we've been able, not able to do when we've done it together.
The election outcome remains subject to recounts in states where the result was very close, usually less than a half percentage point, and a flurry of court challenges from Trump and his Republican Party, who allege voting irregularities. So far, those challenges have been treated skeptically in the courts and the U.S. Supreme Court, where Republican appointees hold a 6-3 majority and have been reluctant to overrule the state's election decisions. The United States employs an indirect form of democracy, not a national popular vote, to select its leaders. The outcome is effectively decided in state-by-state elections throughout the 50-state country and the national capital, Washington, D.C. The winner needs 270 or more electoral votes in the 538-member Electoral College. These are among some of the top Asia headlines you'll find right now when you visit voanews.com. Survivors of Super Typhoon Goni face humanitarian crisis. U.S. speeds arms sales for Taiwan as island revamps China strategy. U.S. removes anti-China militant group from terror list. Rising Afghan violence puts peace process in question. Indians in Kamala Harris's ancestral village rejoice in her projected win. Expanding coverage of all these stories and much more can be found on Facebook at VOA Asia. We also invite you to stop by our website. That's voanews.com. VOA Asia continues. I'm Jim Stevenson. President-elect Joe Biden promoted a message of unity and bridging America's political divide hours after news networks projected him winning the U.S. presidential election. We hear more from VOA White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Sawara.
Jubilation on the streets in cities around the U.S. as Democratic nominee Joseph R. Biden secured a path to the presidency after news networks determined he had an insurmountable lead in the key battleground states of Pennsylvania and Nevada.
The people of this nation have spoken. They've delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory, a victory for we the people.
Delivering remarks from his hometown in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden sought to heal a nation torn apart by months of bitter presidential campaign, urging his and President Donald Trump supporters to give each other a chance.
Let this grim era of demonization in America begin to end here and now.
Biden promised to be a president for all Americans, laying out the work ahead for the country and his administration.
The battle to control the virus, the battle to build prosperity, the battle to secure your family's health care, the battle to achieve racial justice and root out systemic racism in this country. And the battle to save our planet by getting climate under control. The battle to restore decency, defend democracy, and give everybody in this country a fair shot.
With his wins in Pennsylvania and Nevada, Biden secured 279 electoral votes. As ballot counts continue in Georgia and Arizona, where Biden is leading, he may end up further adding to his total above the 270-vote threshold needed to win the presidency.
There's no question that the Biden campaign put together a broad coalition. They flipped several states that they had to flip in order to win this.
President Donald Trump left the White House to go golfing Saturday and otherwise did not make a public appearance, tweeting that he won the election by a lot. Even as Trump shows no indication of conceding, world leaders congratulated Biden as president-elect. The Trump campaign released a statement saying Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner, promising legal challenges to ensure the rightful winner is seated, a claim most experts say is unlikely to happen.
Even with some of the court edicts that could come down, it's just not enough to overturn anything that's happening with the election process right now.
As Biden supporters celebrate over the coming weeks, electors will formally cast their votes for the new president and vice president in mid-December. President Donald Trump remains in office until January 20th, when Biden is inaugurated with Kamala Harris as his vice president.
What a testament it is to Joe's character that he had the audacity to break one of the most substantial barriers that exists in our country and select a woman as his vice president. But while I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last.
Harris will make history as the first woman and person of color to ever hold the office of the U.S. Vice President. Patsy Vida Kuswara, VOA News.
Happening now in Asia, South Korea congratulated Joe Biden for his election victory over President Donald Trump. Separately, South Korea's foreign affairs minister is meeting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for previously scheduled talks. It is not clear how the election will affect those discussions, which Seoul says will largely focus on North Korean denuclearization. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. We're glad you're with us today on VOA Asia. President-elect Joe Biden, a prominent figure in Washington political circles for nearly a half century, will succeed President Donald Trump in January. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan looks at the career of a veteran politician who had his biggest political win 4 years after leaving office as vice president.
The election came down to a few states, including the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, where the separation in the vote was razor thin. The sitting president and his supporters claim there were vote irregularities, which they say may reverse the current results. But after American news networks projected Democrat Joe Biden had an insurmountable lead, he declared victory and sought to bridge the country's political divisions.
For all those of you who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself, but now, let's give each other a chance.
During the election campaign, President Trump emphasized social unrest and law and order, while Biden criticized Trump for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump trailed in the polls throughout. He mounted high-energy rallies in states such as Michigan and Wisconsin, where voters were seen as divided. For 8 years, Biden was Barack Obama's vice president and played a major role in his administration. In contrast to President Trump, a political newcomer when elected in 2016, Biden is an experienced politician, a fact he hammered home on the campaign trail.
I'm going to say something outrageous. I know how to make government work.
First elected to the Senate at age 29, Biden has held elected office for almost 50 years. Assuming current returns will be certified, at 78, he will be the oldest person sworn in as U.S. president.
He is bland, and the blandness normally would hurt him more than it does against Donald Trump. It actually gives people a very sharp, distinct choice.
Biden was chosen as the Democratic Party candidate after beating more liberal presidential contenders in primaries. One was the person who will be his vice president, Kamala Harris. With Biden doing little in-person campaigning because of coronavirus pandemic concerns, the campaign was ultimately about the sitting president. In a public appearance in the swing state of Pennsylvania, Biden spoke the day before the November 3rd election.
Tomorrow we can put an end to a presidency that has failed to protect the nation. Tomorrow we can put an end to a presidency that has fanned the flames of hate across this nation.
Also the day before the election, Trump expressed confidence in Wisconsin.
Remember what I said 4 years ago? I am your voice, and we will all together make America great again. That's what we're doing. That's what we've done.
Voters turned out in unprecedented numbers for a U.S. election, as high as 90% of eligible voters. The narrowness of the victory shows how divided the U.S. electorate is. Legal challenges mean that the election could ultimately be decided in court. The difficult task ahead, to unify a divided country. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
After you listen to VOA Asia, you can see VOA Asia. VOA Asia is on YouTube. See and share the fun with Food Bites, our weekly culinary dive into foods from the homeland. Recipes that came with chefs who immigrated to the United States. Students enrolling in U.S. schools can get their first lessons about life on campus. Subscribe for free. See us often at VOA Asia YouTube.
This news from VOA Asia. Researchers in Australia say a jelly-like sea sponge found along the Great Barrier Reef could provide clues about an elusive part of the human DNA. Their newly released study looks at 700 million years of evolution. You'll find all the big stories throughout the day on VOA Asia Twitter and Facebook. This is VOA Asia. As VOA Asia continues, Australia's trade war with China is intensifying, with state media in Beijing reporting that its wine, lobsters, sugar, coal, copper, barley, and timber will no longer be allowed into China. China is Australia's largest trading partner, but as we hear from Phil Mercer in Sydney, tensions have become increasingly inflamed over allegations of political interference and cyber espionage.
Deeply troubling is how officials in Canberra have responded to reports that Chinese buyers have been told by authorities not to purchase Australian coal, copper, wine, barley, sugar, lobsters and timber. It's not clear why, and Australia is waiting for answers. Simon Birmingham, the Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment, said Chinese authorities had denied any coordinated effort was being taken against Australia. A third of Australia's farm exports are sold to China, and there are mounting fears that businesses are caught up in escalating diplomatic tensions. In 2018, Australia banned Chinese telecom giant Huawei from its 5G network over national security concerns. Since then, there have been allegations of Chinese interference in Australia's domestic politics and cyber espionage, as well as the detention of Australian citizens in China. Canberra has also taken a firmer stance on territorial issues in the South China Sea. The result is that bilateral relations are at their worst in decades. Beijing has accused Australia of anti-China hysteria. Canberra's call earlier this year for a global investigation into the origins of COVID-19 further infuriated the Chinese. Opposition lawmaker Madeleine King, the shadow minister for trade, says it was a move that she supported, but complains that it was mishandled by the government.
We support that, but we do take issue that it was raised at a media appearance by the minister. And that's not the way you run diplomacy or how you set about achieving these things. And I think, you know, everyone can see that was a bit of a fail by the government. But tomorrow is another day and you have to start to build this relationship back up.
State media in China is accusing Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison of rash participation in the US administration's attempts to contain China. Canberra has tried to balance its ties with China, its biggest trading partner, and its long-standing security alliance with Washington. One key area of trade has so far been immune from the dispute between Canberra and Beijing. Australia's multi-billion dollar iron ore exports are a critical part of the huge infrastructure and housing projects that are helping to keep China, the world's second biggest economy, afloat. However, Australian resources giants BHP and Rio Tinto are highly dependent on Chinese demand, and analysts say they'll be re-evaluating the political risks associated with working with China. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
How to stay healthy. Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses.
Now on VOA Asia, United Nations assessments to gauge the needs of hundreds of thousands of people affected by Super Typhoon Goni, one of the most powerful tropical cyclones ever to hit the Philippines, reveal a catastrophic trail of devastation and destruction. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The superstorm made landfall Sunday in the eastern region of Bato in the island province of Catanduanes. A preliminary assessment shows at least 2 million people have been affected by the destructive force of Typhoon Goni. The United Nations reports some 370,000 people are displaced. Tens of thousands of homes have been destroyed. Schools, businesses, and essential infrastructure in Goni's pathway have been demolished. Lives and livelihoods have been crushed. World Food Program spokesman Thompson Feary says badly affected people in the hard-hit province of Albay told WFP's assessment team they had never experienced such a powerful storm. They said their rice harvest has been lost, and the rain and wind have flattened fields, destroying crops.
The top needs that we are seeing is that people are in need of food. People are in need of shelter. People need clean water. They need sanitation. They don't have power, and they need emergency telecommunications support.
The International Organization for Migration says Typhoon Goni barreled through many highly urbanized and heavily populated areas. Those places have some of the highest rates of COVID-19 cases in the country. IOM spokesman Paul Dillon says that has exacerbated the emergency response. He says it is critical that proper precautions against infection be taken at the evacuation sites.
We have roughly 52,000 people in evacuation centers at this time, 450 of them spread out across the affected areas. The damage is extraordinary. Many of those, in many cases, those evacuation centers, which were critical in disaster preparedness, have been damaged themselves. Roofs have been ripped off and walls taken down.
The World Health Organization reports nearly 392,000 coronavirus infections, including more than 7,460 deaths. Southern Lucerne, one of the most affected areas in the country, has nearly 71,000 cases. Dillon says it is very difficult for people to maintain physical distance in the overcrowded evacuation centers. He says priority protection needs include face masks, sanitizer bottles, and face shields. He says his agency also will be delivering modular tents and shelter-grade tarps to protect Goni survivors from the elements. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
After several tense days of vote counting, Americans spent much of the weekend celebrating and protesting the results of the U.S. presidential race. Here's Michelle Quinn.
As soon as the U.S. presidential election results were announced, it began celebrations in cities and small towns around the nation. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, there was dancing in the streets with voters there celebrating their role in making Joe Biden the projected winner, a call that happened when Pennsylvania said the former vice president had won the state.
I want to be part of history and to lend my voice. It's once in a lifetime to be down here and to, you know, participate. And the challenges of COVID, I think people feel really disconnected. And this is a chance to really feel connected.
There were also protests by Trump supporters. The election results in several states are still being tabulated. The country has set its next direction, and feelings are running high. After days of waiting for the election results, people got out to celebrate and protest, marking the day as one to remember. Michelle Quinn, VOA News.
You've been listening to VOA Asia. Find us on Facebook at VOA Asia. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And you can visit us at our website, voanews.com. We thank you for joining us today, and we thank the team that brings you our program every day. Managing Editor Diane Gao, Ira Melman, Doug Bernard, and Keith Lane. I'm Jim Stevenson. We hope you have a wonderful day ahead. Be safe. Be well.